USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest from a community north of Detroit, Michigan. It's believed to be the first time the parents of a school shooter in America have been brought up on criminal charges themselves, but James and Jennifer Crumbly are now in custody after they were found in what the Oakland County Sheriff describes as an art facility, but he says they were clearly trying to hide out. But teamwork ended up finding them.
We were confident we'd be able to find them in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did.
The couple accused of buying the gun that their 15-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, allegedly used to kill four classmates and wound seven other people in a shooting a few days ago. With continued concerns of Russia's building up forces along the Ukraine border, President Biden and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are now set to speak on a video call on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Some large explosions witnessed over the town of Natanz in Iran, and the Iranian government says over state TV that it was a case of air defense units that were firing a missile merely to test its rapid reaction force as part of a drill. Earlier, several news agencies had reported a large blast over that town, which is home to several nuclear development sites, an Iranian military spokesman calling it an unannounced exercise and that there's no reason for concern. Parts of Hawaii are under, get this, a blizzard warning this weekend. The National Weather Service says a snowstorm could dump up to a foot of snow across higher elevations on the Big Island by Sunday morning. The summit of Mauna Loa volcano topping 14,000 feet, a flood watch is in effect for the lower elevations. You can find us online with news anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker. On Thursday night, Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that for the first time in history will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, well, I don't know. I'm not sure how people feel about it. I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.